When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Back in, everybody. Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hite continues here on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. I got to take a chill pill because I have 3 TV broadcasts this week and I can already feel my voice going. And it's we also have to do 14 more hours of radio this week or whatever, 13, whatever it is. So gonna try and keep it a little bit more tame. But if you missed any of the program, I think hour one for certain is worth the listen at theroarfm.com. You can check out the podcast. We're going to take more phone calls with open phone lines and text lines for the remainder of the program. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in. And Tony has been waiting longest on the phone lines, followed by Omar. Let's get to Tony in Georgia first. Tony, thanks for the phone call, man. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. I'm a Georgia fan. One of my daughter-in-laws is on the faculty at Georgia. My son went to school there, got 2 degrees. I'm not here to say anything about Clemson football, but I'd like to get in on what you guys have been talking about. There was a time, and I'm sure you guys are old enough to remember it, that coaches went out and hit the recruiting trail, and they would get kids to commit to come play for the school.
Yep.
I know you guys remember that. And there was a commitment to playing for your school. There was something about putting on that helmet, whether it's a Georgia helmet or a Clemson helmet, on a Saturday afternoon and getting out there and playing for your school. What's happened to college football, in my opinion, they ruined it with the NIL. I know there's gazillions of dollars in college football. I know all that stuff. But the bottom line is you get paid whether you give effort or not. And I think in a lot of ways it's ruined college football. You guys remember that you used to have to compete for the job. Do you remember that?
I do.
When you got on a football team and you weren't cutting the mustard, then they put somebody else, next guy up. And if you competed for the job and you got it, and those that competed for the job, and you were talking about giving 100%, let me tell you something. They ought to give 150% based upon what they get paid. But the point I want to make is this. I think it was Michael Jordan that said, you know, he was with the Bulls for all those years and you know what that was like until they won all those championships. But he had a good point, and his point was, if I remember correctly, he said, let these guys come and play a year in the league, and if they produce, then give them the big dollars. The problem is we're giving these kids, 17- and 18-year-old kids, millions of dollars, and they know it. Hey, they're not dumb. Hey, if I don't get the job done, if I don't give an effort, I'm still going to get paid. I believe also, and I'll hang up. Thanks for taking my call, by the way. And I hope you guys end up having a pretty good season. But I would say this. I believe Nick Saban's not coaching college football today is because you never know who's going to be on your team.
Yeah.
A person could play for you for a year, and they're gone. And I get tired of listening to college football games where somebody makes a tackle. Yeah, he was at West Virginia last year. He was at Penn last year. Or he played at USC last year, whatever. You know, it used to be, hey, he played at Clemson last year. Or he played at Georgia last year. And hopefully you guys can turn it around. There's no ill will with me, even though I'm a big Georgia fan. But I agree with your point that you need to give 100%, period.
Yep.
Not just in football, but life itself. And I think if you do that, you could be successful. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Tony. 654-ROAR is the number. We haven't talked a ton about the actual game on the field. I want to give some pretty jarring numbers. And again, this is going to come across as chilling for Cade and defending Cade, and I'm probably going to get chirped to a certain extent. But I do want to reemphasize the point. On Saturday was arguably the worst pass-blocking game in the history of Clemson football's offensive line. 4 Tigers had passing blocking grades per PFF at 40.3 or worse. Sadler at 40.3, Parks at 39.2, Thurman at 24.3, and Sewell at 17.2. and I'm not trying to call out anybody by name. I don't know how a 17.2 pass blocking grade is humanly possible. I don't know how that's possible. That's pretty much you're getting knocked on your rear end every play. Every single play. Every single play. Cade Klubnik has had a plethora of issues this year, and I am not defending the play from the quarterback that's being compensated very handsomely and needs to play better regardless. But guess what? He was graded out as a 73.6 when he had a clean pocket and had 72% completion percentage with 240 yards and a touchdown. Did not grade the same way against the blitz. Did not grade the same way when pressured. Kind of hard to win football games when your offensive linemen are legitimately sabotaging every element you have of your passing game. And that's what's happened far too frequently this year. Which is why, again, brought this up at the beginning of the program. You can get away with below average to average lines of scrimmage play. Not lines of scrimmage, offensive line specifically. This is offense only for this conversation. You can get away with this like Clemson did from 2014 to 2020-ish, 2021, where you were like, good, not great on the O-line when you have Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, generational quarterback talent, and they're throwing to Jordan Leggett and Justin Ross and T. Higgins and Hunter Renfro and guys that are just oozing NFL quality at your skill positions. When you have skill position talent that craps on your opponent, offensive line play is not as important. Clemson does not have that. And until the offensive line play gets leaps and bounds better, Clemson will not be returned to what they did prior to that. Like, winning football is not possible when you have four offensive linemen grading under 40 as pass blockers. You cannot win football games like that in addition to all the other issues on top of it. You can't. John, you were an O-lineman. You know the importance, and those are the key cogs to making your offense go. If you have four of your five guys on that front playing at a not even just below average, but under 40.3 grade is just like horrifically terrible, playing at that level, you can't win. You can't win.
No, you cannot. And no, you cannot. And, you know, just got multiple texters in. Well, I was told we have the best offensive line coach in the country. You do. You do. But it was, once again, poor effort, poor technique. Not helping out the guy next to you. Like, it's a lot of me's and not playing as a we. Like, it's the ultimate team sport for a reason. All 11 have to be on the same page. And when you have individual offensive linemen just choosing to take the guy that's in front of them and not go and block the guy you're being told to go block, it's not going to work. Like, it's... the effort is just inexcusable. And it's the problem I have right now with a lot of this is, like, the coaches can scream until they're blue in the face. We saw some of them do it on Saturday.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, it's on the players. You control what effort you give. That's about the only thing you can control.
Yep.
And it was dog doo-doo effort all across the board on Saturday.
It was.
We don't even have to parse. Honestly, like, we could sit here and do, we'll probably do it tomorrow, honestly, 3 hours on the X's and O's and what went wrong. But none of that could have gone right with the effort that you gave.
Yep.
On both sides of the football.
It wasn't good enough. And on the O-line front, we got a lot of texts flooding in that seemed to be a little bit jarred about those grades. I'll repeat them. Sadler, Clemson had four Tigers with pass blocking grades at 40.3 or worse. And three linemen gave up three or more pressures. Like, Sadler gave up five pressures, Lee gave up three pressures, and Miller gave up three pressures. And Miller wasn't even one of the ones that graded out that poorly in comparison. Like,
To just pile on the offensive line for a second, Blake Miller's one of the main reasons you lost this game for just dumb penalty after dumb penalty.
Correct.
For your fourth-year starting offensive lineman.
Yep. Like, this
like,
is...
That's another part of the effort.
I have issues being as critical on our quarterback, Cade Klubnik, as most because I'm watching undetected rushers fly into the backfield on a frequent basis, and I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. This unit that had four of the same five players last year graded out as an above-average to good unit. I wholeheartedly believe in Matt Luke as the offensive line coach of the future for this program, and to be honest, I don't think Clemson can do better than him. I truly believe that when I say it. I don't think Clemson can get a better offensive line coach than Matt Luke, and I think that's indicated on the recruiting trail. I think this is more Jimmy's and Joe's at this point than anything else. You like Lee and Miller specifically, this is year five and year four. At some point, you just are what you are as a football player. At some point, you just are what you are. And for me, this is more Jimmy's and Joe's than Matt Luke 10 times out of 10 because these aren't his recruits, these aren't his players, and these aren't his profile style of players. We're seeing those guys filled in with some of the depth pieces. And I'm more than willing to give Coach Luke with the unit that he did, with the way that he transcended the unit from 2 years ago to last year, he deserves the leash and the lenience to figure this thing out. What I saw on Saturday was poor technique and poor effort from offensive linemen and multiple times where there's undetected pass rushers flying at the quarterback who's running for his life. It feels like through four games, we are just repeating the same talking points of the 2023 Clemson football team, and I said that last week. Inability to win close games, lack of effort and slow starts, poor offensive line play. Mechanics for the quarterback are going haywire partially because of that poor offensive line play. Quarterback's running for his life and doesn't have pocket feel. It is like I am watching a rinse and repeat of the 2023 season. And that just can't happen. Jason in Columbia. Jason, we got about 3 minutes until a quick break. Excited to have you joining the program, man.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, I wanted to go over a sequence here because I think it's emblematic of just the lack of detail in this program, and it's from the top down, coaches and players, in the first half, okay? Obviously, we need all the points we can get as quick as possible. We let 8 seconds run off after we got a third down stop on Syracuse, okay? Randall, we get the ball back. Randall pops a long run but doesn't have the thought to go out of bounds, dude. I mean, I love the heart and effort of Randall. You got to get out of bounds, bro. It was right there. Then next play, Wesco, you know, we have to use our last timeout, right? Mm-hmm. Because of that. Wesco drops the ball on the sideline next play on a deep out, or not deep out, a quick out. And then we run a Hail Mary to Antonio Williams, our shortest, you know, he and Tyler Brown, our shortest receivers. Where's Tristan Smith on the field? Granted, our guy Cole Turner got just absolutely mugged in the end zone, but they don't call that.
That was a penalty for what it's worth. I don't agree with the decision to not have Smith out there, and especially a guy like Shefflin, I would add out there. But Cole Turner, in all fairness to him, that the poor kid got mugged. That was ridiculous.
He did get mugged. But it just, to me, painted the picture of the lack of detail from the coaches, the lack of detail from the players, Al Davis used to say with the Raiders, commitment to excellence. Where is that now? We don't have it anymore. And, you know, guys, as I'm flipping the channels and I'm watching different games, look at the Missouri game against South Carolina. Bro, every time Sellers tried to leave the pocket, they had dudes flying at him. The athleticism, Trotter's little brother, the athleticism and the speed. We lack athleticism, speed, and juice. And, dude, we paid the wrong players. A lot of this season comes down to we paid the wrong players. Syracuse constantly reset the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. To an earlier caller's point, Tristan Smith showed more want to on that one play where he juked like four different guys on the sideline than I've seen from anybody else other than Adam Randall and maybe Wesco this year on offense. And Will Helt is constantly out there. I feel so bad for him. This dude is pouring his guts out on the field only to go 1-3 after suffering at Purdue. So, and my last thing, guys, and you mentioned it. When I have to watch Terrell Woods and TJ Parker, three of the biggest disappointments on this team, run over there grinning to Fran Brown, dapping him up like they couldn't wait to go over there and congratulate him after losing yet another game at Death Valley. I just got to say that was sickening. And I would put every starting job up for grabs during this bye week.
Correct.
And I would sit some of these clowns who aren't playing with any heart and who are insulting the fans by collecting that money without putting the work in.
Correct. Correct. Jason, appreciate the phone call. Correct. Listen, man, like at the end of the day, Tristan Smith has earned a starting role as far as I'm concerned going forward. And Will Helt has earned a starting role. And I think Adam Randall has earned his starting role. And there are a couple others that I'm sure I'm forgetting off the top of my head. And I apologize. Like Ronan Hanifin, I know he made a complete goof on the special teams. But I think he's been a really good football player this year. And he's willing to die on the field for the paw. Everybody else, put it up for grabs. put up for grabs this week. I don't care if the football team goes 1-11 at this point. There's no difference between going 7-5 and 1-11. I'd go 1-11 over 7-5 10 times out of 10 with guys that want to play. I will repeat that until the end of time. I will happily sign up for 1-11 right now if that means I'm getting 110% every freaking snap from the 11 on offense and the 11 on defense. Because you know what? You haven't had one quarter where you got 110% from both guys. Maybe third quarter, Troy. Congrats. You got up off the mat against the Sun Belt school where you were a 34.5-point favorite and won by 11 and were down 16-3 at halftime. That's the highlight of your season right now if you're Clemson. And, oh, we were close against insert here.
Not Syracuse. Don't insert Syracuse. You were not close against Syracuse.
You weren't close against Syracuse. You're correct. You're 100% correct. So I know that it's probably come across super negative and frustrated. I am the eternal optimist, and I give a ton of leash when it comes to this stuff because guess what? This is a really, really freaking hard job that Coach Sweeney and all of his staff members have, and there's pressure and there's expectations. But you know what comes with that? The privilege of being the head ball coach at the institution and coaching on the staff and being positional coaches and being players, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you leave yourself subjected to criticism. There needs to be changes within this program, foundational changes within this program to see change, and I think that we're going to see it going forward. I wholeheartedly back Dabo Swinney as the head football coach of this program going forward, but there need to be changes, and I think Dabo knows that as much as we all know it right now, and I'm excited to see what this new era of Clemson football looks like because for the rest of the year, as far as I'm concerned, this is a tryout. This is a tryout for the guys that have waited for their turn. This is a tryout for the guys that have, you know, been buried on the depth chart the last couple of years. Open up the depth chart and let the players who want to play, play. And Tristan Smith better receive some extended snaps in two Saturdays because that kid cares more than probably everybody else in the locker room combined. I mean, he finally gets an opportunity to do something, does something with the football, and he's screaming and he's banging his helmet after the play and he's fired up. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want swagger back with Clemson football. I remember when Clemson football would look opponents in the eyes and laugh and say, ha ha, you think you can hang with us? We're going to punch you in the mouth from go, and this game's going to be over so fast it makes your head spin. And we're going to have Chase Bryce and the backups in here on you, and Will Spiers is throwing touchdown passes, but punters are playing quarterback. I remember it. We all remember it. You can get back there. Maybe it won't look the exact same, but you can get back to at least that standard and level where you are getting off the bus with the expectation to kill. I want 22 players each and every week for Clemson football that are ready to kill the guy lining up from across from them. And if you don't want to kill him, don't play. Sit your butt on the bench. Quick break.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Petroid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the mid-300s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike. Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're gonna inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry, soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their source. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Behind these doors lies an incurable disease. Your off-road parts and accessories. We'll customize your four-wheel drive. Clemson Four-Wheel Center. Clemson Four-Wheel Center.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Ready? Ready!
Saturdays in the South start right here with college football talk all summer long on The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome you back in, everybody. Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Height continues right here on the Roar. We're coming to Omar, then Coach Peppers, then Scott from Greenville on the phone lines. Omar, thanks for waiting for so long, brother. Sorry it took you so long to get you in.
Man, no worries. Really, I really enjoy these Monday therapy sessions, man. It's needed.
Yes, sir.
After a game like on Saturday. All right, listen, let me share a couple thoughts with you. So many areas we can go with the demise of this football team, but I'm going to try to keep it simple. I want to focus on player evaluation, development, and accountability. So my question to you would be, are the best players playing? And I would say no. Now, could part of the reason be the fact that I think Coach Coach Sweeney, Coach Dabo, and I believe he is the man to lead this program, and I do believe he will bring it back, but there has to be some change. I think he puts himself in a box whenever he, you know, goes in front of the camera and just tells us that this player is the best player in the entire world. You look at number, it was a 17, our linebacker, and we were told, being recruited, oh, this guy is like future freaking Hall of Fame linebacker right here. And I'm thinking, are we sure about this? You know, and then we'll have a offensive lineman. Oh, man, he has 4 million snaps. This guy is amazing. I'm like, oh, I am not seeing it. So yeah. I'm just wondering, just because these guys are have these amazing personalities and are just really good kids, that he's opting to play them, you know. So that's something I'm looking at. I'm looking at the development piece as well. Are our players being developed to their, you know, fullest extent? And that goes back to accountability. I think you brought up the point that when they do mess up, should it not sit the bench? You know, our QB, you know, I really felt like he should have sat a series or two, you know, in the past couple of games, but that hasn't happened. So I'm looking forward to seeing how Coach Sweeney brings this program back, but there has to be some changes. I'm looking at, why aren't we developing backup running backs, right? Why aren't we, are we running them to the ground like we did Moffa last year? I don't want that to happen. Finally, I would love for you to spend some time, hopefully this week, really comparing our plight so far this season with Florida State and the changes, the similarities, the differences in how their program was last year to where they are now, because that we're looking like FSU of last year. So I really would like to look at a little side-by-side comparison. But listen, keep up the good work, and go Tigers.
Omar, we appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR is the number. And, yeah, again, you know, I kind of said to start off the program, again, you guys, if you've listened to my show before, you know that I'm honest, I'm objective, I do my best to call it how I see it. And I have tried to keep a very optimistic look, you know, through three games, because I do wholeheartedly believe everything I said about LSU and Georgia Tech and being a couple games away or a couple plays away in those games, because I think that's the reality of the situation. Syracuse whooped your butt. This wasn't a couple of plays. This was effort-related from the moment you woke up and started eating Honey Nut Cheerios in the morning. I guess guys just decided they didn't want to play when they got up at the hotel and came on the bus and ran down the hill. I could tell pretty quickly into the game that Clemson was going to lose. You could. You can tell from an effort level. That's what I want to talk about, is effort. Effort. It's the one thing you can control, man. And to the point, before we get to Coach Peppers, on sitting your butt on the bench, you know, I was the captain and the leader of every soccer team I ever played. Played for almost a decade. You want to know what my coach did when I brought a crap attitude? And it happened, because we're all human and we all have bad days. He sat me on the bench. And it woke me up. Like, seriously. I remember we went down to the ESPN Worldwide of Sports in Disney. We're playing at a national tournament, and I was frustrated with my coach at this point because I felt like I was playing out of position, and I was pouting, and I was playing like crap, and I had a bad attitude in the first half. I didn't play in the second half. We got beat like 5-3. Did not play. Did not play the entirety of the second half. And he told me if I didn't adjust my attitude, then I wasn't playing the rest of the tournament. This is nationals. This is nationals. And I had a crap attitude. So you want to know what I did? I went back the next day, and I showed up with the best energy possible. And I showed up to be the best leader that I can be. And I get it. I'll never be a world-class athlete like a lot of these guys. But I know that I can control what I'm bringing on a day-to-day basis. And each and every person in that locker room can control what they are bringing on a day-to-day basis. They can. And it's not good enough. It's not good enough from an effort perspective. It's not good enough from an attention to detail perspective. It's not good enough from a leadership perspective. There's no leader in the locker room. I feel comfortable saying that because we see it on the field every Saturday. We see it. When things go wrong and when you have adversity, that's when you need your leader. It is. And things have gone wrong in all four games thus far. Clemson hasn't even played a decent game, much less a good game. And your leaders are nowhere to be found. As Will Vandevort said, they're milk carton men. They're missing. Where is your player leadership? Like, that's my biggest issue here, man. Again, winning and losing is one thing. What you bring to your football team as a leader and from an energy and intensity and et cetera perspective is entirely in your control, and there's 50-plus guys in that locker room that had a crap effort on Saturday in that regard. A crap effort. and it's a spit in the face to everybody that supports this program. Coach Peppers on the phone line, 654-ROAR. Appreciate you getting in, Coach. How we living?
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate everything you're saying. I coach boxing, and I think that Dabo, you hit it on the head. If these guys aren't producing, it doesn't matter how much money they're getting paid. Put their butt on the bench. Let the next man up, the second string man, give him his opportunity. Because sometimes in basketball, the sixth man is sometimes the best player on the team on that day that put forth the best effort.
Yep.
But I think that may have been one reason why Dabo was against the NIL money. See, he's going to catch heck if he puts them on the bench and they lose. Then people, the Clemson fans, are going to be complaining about, well, we paid them all that money and they're not doing nothing. Okay, so he's got another thing now that he has to look at, because I think he may be looking at that fact right there. We're paying this guy money, so I'm going to play him. Once I see that a guy is not motivated, that a person is not motivated to do their best, money matters not to me as a coach. But because he has donors and everybody else on his back, number one thing, Clemson fans have got to learn how to lose gracefully. Every time we have a bad season or whatever, fire Dabo, fire Dabo. A coach is only as he's looked at as only as good as his players perform. You hit it on the head. When that ball is handed in Klubnik's hands, it's up to him. When that ball is handed off to Randall or any of them other running backs, it's up to them. The defensive back, I'm going to tell you what I would like to see. I'd like to see on camera Klubnik get on his offensive line when they go to the bench.
I agree.
That's the leadership. I like to see the defensive backs chew out the other. You see, sometimes it's not the coach that can motivate. It's the other players who are putting forth the best effort. Somebody has to stand up and say, hey, look, we got to do better. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I cannot stand Jerry Jones. I don't really like a lot of things. But once that ball is snapped, no matter what management is doing, it's on the players. And this, let me hold up and get this out of the way. Any guy that's on that team, on Clemson's team, that is not putting forth the best effort but getting NIL money, he must not have an aspiration of going to the pros. Because what the pro scouts are looking for is what you've been talking about. They're looking for effort. If you're not motivated on your college team because you're getting money, or because you're pouting or any of those things, the pros are going to overlook you. So the pros don't care how much money you're getting as a college athlete. What the pro scouts are looking for is, okay, you got this money. We're going to pay you more. If you quit on your college team, you don't have aspiration to go pro. Thanks, man, for letting me get in. I'm still a Tiger. And I love what Dabo said. If you want to fire him, fire him. He'll go somewhere and win somewhere else, because there's a lot of guys who want to play for
it. Yep.
So Clemson would be stupid to fire Dabo because of every team that has a little dynasty goes down. But Clemson fans go berserk when our expectation every year to win the ACC championship and then win the College World Championship. That's not reality.
Yeah.
And so I think that some of our fans, our boosters or whatever, need to get off of Dabo's back, give him time to figure it out, because I know from being a coach, everybody wants to blame you when you're not winning, but everybody kissing your butt when you win. I hope Dabo gets to that point where he says, bump the boosters, bump everybody else, because what he said is true. Fire me. I'm doing my best. It's hard to motivate a person in any area that's not motivated themselves. Okay, give him time to figure it out. Thanks for letting me get in.
Appreciate you. Thanks for getting in, Coach Peppers. We're going to take Scott and Kevin's phone call on the other side. And Texter gets in and says, I disagree with effort from players by the NFL scout analysis. We see players sit out bowl games and drafted so high, so the NFL isn't doing this. I agree with your text, 942. At the end of the day, these two guys already, I mean, there's two people, three people on defense that are taking the hyperfixation for effort, and I think it's warranted. They've already been paid. They've already been paid at the collegiate level, and there's already 2 years of tape where they played at a high level. They're going in the first round regardless. I've seen a lot of pushback on the Adams Co-Roofing text line today, and there's a lot of people that are like, you guys spent this whole time telling us these guys were first-round picks. Check back in April is what I would tell you. Because guess what? Like, texter gets in with something that was the perfect way to articulate it. College football used to be a proving ground for the NFL. You used to be able to have to go out there each and every week and compete with your hardest level of effort for your school if you wanted to get paid and get to the next step. Well, now you're already getting paid. So it takes a lot of that incentive and motivation out. Florida State wasn't a 2-10 talent level team last year. They started 1-3 and quit. And I saw a lot of that from Clemson on Saturday. And it's disappointing. It's disappointing. Wholeheartedly agree with Coach Pepper saying that Dabo is the man. Anyone saying anything else is wrong. Just and from my perspective and my POV. Anybody saying anything else is wrong. It's Coach Sweeney's program. It's going to continue to be Coach Sweeney's program. There need to be changes, but you also need to just start recruiting the type of players that you used to. And I don't know how many of those guys exist anymore from an effort, work ethic, motivation standpoint, because now everybody just wants to get paid, John.
Well, it's also tough when these guys presented themselves to be the right people to give the money to less than a year ago.
654 Roar, if you want to check in and beat the buzzer, we're coming to Scott and Kevin on the other side.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Straight Up Sports is simply all sports all the time. Straight Up Sports is a collection of retired and award-winning sports writers and sports broadcasters from around South Carolina.
Like Bob Gillespie from the State Newspaper,
Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News,
and Mark Sturges from ESPN Upstate.
Straight Up Sports is about the stories,
just like the days gone by with no editors nor managers involved.
Check us out on Facebook or Twitter or online at straightupsports.net.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reeds.com.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't plantain. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, plantain.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1. To play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on. There's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Kick it!
Final segment of the program here on a Monday with Fax and Childress and John Hyatt on 105.5 97.5 The Roar. 654 Roar is the number. Six Scott's calling Greenville. If you want to beat the buzzer, get in with us. Scott, thanks for waiting. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, man, what a weekend with Clemson doing what they did. And I told John, Dallas playing like they did. And then, man, you turn around and look, and my Atlanta Braves have won 8 in a row. It's like the sports world is screwed up.
It's upside down right now. But, yeah, unfortunately, the Braves going on like a massive tear in the month of September was something that I said I anticipated all year. And then we got to the point where it's like, oh, my gosh, they're really going to screw up the draft pick and rip off like 11 straight. And here we are.
Here we are. And yeah, you'll think there's no changes. But, yeah. Man, I tell you. Good comeback for your Eagles yesterday.
Oh, man.
I thought that one was over.
It was a borderline miracle. I'm not sure how much the Eagles deserved it, to be frank with you, but we take those. It's hard to win on a Sunday basis, especially in that league with so much talent and so much parity. And, you know, Kevin Petullo finally took the training wheels off of Jalen Hurts. It's almost like the Super Bowl MVP can complete a forward pass and should be allowed to throw to his best receivers. Crazy and mind-boggling concept to lead the Eagles back into the game yesterday. You start throwing to 11, good things happening, you win the football game.
Absolutely. But, well, man, my Tigers, sitting over there Saturday, that was hard to watch. And I'm not – there's a lot of people that are mad that we lose and mad, fired up over this. Like, I'm just a lack of effort, man. That is, you hit the nail on the head with that. I just don't understand. You can't coach want to. You know, I learned that a long time ago.
Yep.
And these guys just don't have it. I don't know where it went, because they did. You telling me Peter Woods and T.J. Parker didn't have it? It's almost like everybody on this team, including our coaches, have gotten complacent with where we were. And they thought that, okay, this is just going to – we're just going to walk out there and this is going to happen. I want the unproven head coach Dabo Swinney. I want the unproven T.J. Parker. I want the unproven Peter Woods. I want the unproven Cade Klubnik, which at this point I'm tired of Cade. I'm ready to move on. But usually you have one or two players that give no effort. Remember Alex Ardley? defensive back?
Yeah.
Bowden benched him in the middle of the game. He never saw the field again, and his nickname was Toast because he was always getting burnt.
Yeah.
He never put forth any effort. But is money going to allow us to do that now?
I don't know. I think we're at the point in the season, to be transparent, Scott, where I don't care how much these guys are making. I want the guys that want to play for Clemson. And that's something I've repeated extensively throughout the program. I think that if there's ever a time to make those big time changes and related to player personnel and switching up starting roles and changing up the depth chart, it's after the bye week against an opponent like North Carolina. And I would say an advantageous opponent going forward. But I said that this weekend against Syracuse, and you were a 17.5-point favorite. And our guys didn't care enough to show up and play hard. So I don't right. until sad, the effort level is changing. Go on.
Yeah, it's sad when the game at North Carolina, which starts at noon, by the way, I think they announced a while ago.
They did.
It's sad when the most enjoyable thing up there might be watching Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Oh my Lord! But it's just brutal. There's no answer for it. Never seen this, or hadn't seen this since the mid-90s as a Clemson fan, where there's just the effort wasn't there. Even when we were losing, when we were 6-5, 6-6, whatever, the effort was there with a lot of the guys. Well, it's just not there. It's like they've quit. And how do you get that back? This is why we paid Dabo what we paid Dabo.
Yeah.
Because he's got to figure out how to harness that and how to filter that and how to get that back to where it was. And hey, he's got a job on his hands. Because I think Cade's lost the locker room. I think Cade has absolutely lost the locker room.
I think that the locker room is just in complete disarray right now, regardless of Cade. I don't know if it matters. I think the locker room's a nightmare. But, Scott, we appreciate you getting in. Thanks for the phone call.
We'll see y'all. Thanks.
Yep. And, you know, we just kind of put a bow on everything Clemson-related for today. We've said it extensively at this point. I can live with losing. I watched Tommy Bowden get fired. I watched us go 6-7. I know I'm not as old as a lot of y'all, and I know everybody else that was alive in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s for Clemson football. You guys have more of an extended perspective than I do. I'm aware of what the post-Dabo versus pre-Dabo numbers look like. I get what the lows look like for this program, even if I wasn't technically alive for the rock bottoms of years past. You're getting pretty darn close right now at 1-3. I was 2 years old in 2004, and that's the last time you were 1-3. I wasn't even a conscious human being the last time Clemson football started a season this bad. So something needs to change. And you know what? Like, to be completely blunt, massive change can't happen without massive failure. And maybe this was necessary. That's kind of the demeanor I've elected to approach this with as we've continued to get further and further in this season. Maybe something like this was necessary for the requisite change to get back on top of the mountain, because this was the year where you were supposed to have the fruits of all of your labor of retention and all of the labor of these players that you had developed, and you went out last year with such a positive note at the end, John, even with the South Carolina loss. You righted the ship. Cade wins ACC Championship MVP. He lights up Texas in the second half. You felt good about the core coming into this season. You felt good about the motivation. They said all the right things. They did all the right things in the offseason. And you just haven't produced, and you haven't executed, and the effort has gone to crap as a byproduct of that, and that is the most disappointing part of all of it, because that never happened last year. Cade Klubnik hasn't quit. I can guarantee you that. He didn't quit last year at Pittsburgh, where he had, you know, the Roar staff playing offensive line and walk on here and slap a true freshman there at left guard, and he ran it down the field, and he won his football team a lot of games down the stretch last year with no run game. And there was no quit, even with poor coaching instruction on the defensive side of the ball last year, and a lot of those guys and a lot of those seniors wasn't the standard that you were hoping for. Effort was significantly better on a down-in, down-out basis last year than it was this year at any point. And that is ultimately what has to change for anything to change going forward. You need guys wearing your uniform, wearing your helmet, wearing your logo that want to be here and want to play hard. And they don't want to look at the ESPN app and care about what the record is based on whether they want to go 70% on Saturday or 100% on Saturday. It should be 110% effort, down-in, down-out basis, or else your butt is on the bench immediately going forward. And that's how it always should be.
Absolutely. I think effort, I think that's the, to sum up today's program, is lack of effort. And you didn't show any. And that's so incredibly disappointing that you have everything right there at your disposal. You have all the resources in the world. And you see a collective group of individuals just show up and not care. at the end of the day, and tomorrow we can actually talk about some plays that occurred in the game. And we could talk about maybe some of the plays that caused everything to fall apart in this game. We can parse some of that out tomorrow. But, man, if you give that effort consistently the rest of the way, you're a 2-10 football team. You're a 2-10 football team. It's time for the players to step up. It's time for the players to step up.
Yep.
Because I've said it for the last couple weeks. You know, that old adage, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can scream and yell at the players as much as you want to. But at the end of the day, until T.J. Parker starts giving a darn, I want to see more Kay Denhoff.
Yep.
I guess just Chris Rumpf can scream at him until he has used every word of the English language. And it doesn't matter if T.J. Parker doesn't start giving more than 40% effort trying to track down a ball carrier in the second play of the game. I mean, Tom Allen can create the most perfect scheme in the world. Garrett Riley can design some of the craziest stuff you've ever seen. But if the players don't give a darn, and they're not fired up like Tristan Smith was at the end of that reception, then it doesn't matter.
Shout out to the three transfer portal additions. Jeremiah Alexander, Will Helton, and Tristan Smith care more about this program than entrenched recruits that have been here for years.
Yep.
It's blatantly
absolutely
obvious.
Absolutely.
Turn on the tape. Your three transfer portal kids care more about Clemson than your Clemson recruited kids do. And
yes,
that's a big part of the problem this year.
That's the biggest problem.
Yep.
That's the biggest problem by far. By far.
Texter gets in and says, who do you think is the true leader on the team? If the team had a true leader, you wouldn't be 1-3. That's my answer. Let's talk a little PFF grades and talk a little X's and O's before we get out of here. Two players that I think should not be seeing the field in starting roles on Saturday at North Carolina are Wade Woodhaze and Ashton Hampton. They're getting picked on by opposing offenses. We have a four-game sample size to indicate that as such. Wade Woodhaze graded out as a 58 in PFF, missing multiple tackles. He got three stops, but again, you want to know who the leader in PFF grade was and the leader with eye test was in the linebacker room on Saturday? It was Kobe McLeod, who graded out as an 83.9 in 15 snaps and was flying to the football and was given effort and was hyping up his teammates after the plays. I want to see that guy get a chance because he deserves it and he earned it and he played his tail off. I want to talk about Ashton Hampton, who's gotten picked on all year. People want to talk about Avion Terrell. You can have your criticism, you can have your gripes, whatever it may be. That dude's not getting thrown at anywhere near as frequently as the corner on the other side. Can promise you that right now. Ashton Hampton's been picked on this year, and he's been exposed. His PFF grade for this game was 54.6, had a touchdown caught on his head on the first drive, three total catches and six targets his way, and it felt like a lot more than that in real time, to be candid with the audience. So
it did. It felt like a lot more than that.
I'd like to see more. Any depth pieces that are going to give 100% effort and are not going to quit on this football team is who I want to see. And for what it's worth, Wade and Ashton are not the two that I'm hyper-fixating the quitting comments on. I know Wade hasn't quit. I just think he's a flawed player. And I'd like to see another option at this point, because with three losses, you need to start getting a better depiction of what your roster is going to look like for next year and who you can trust under Tom Allen, who you can on the defensive side of the football. More guys that I got to give stock up game balls to. Defensive line had 470-plus grades. Jaheim Lawson was the best by a landslide. Team best four pressures, 81.3 pass rush grade, 88 overall grade. Will Helt, 72.3 PFF grade with three pressures and two sacks. Peter Woods, 72.3 grade as well. And Parker was a 69.4 and below that with multiple missed tackles. So Jaheim Lawson's a guy I want to see at edge more going forward. Clearly, his brother's commentary on the football team last week got to him, because I saw effort, I saw passion, and I saw care, and I saw pride in being a Tiger from Jaheim Lawson. So shout out to him. When I say these effort comments, I'm not talking about all 100 and whatever players it may be. There are guys that care. There are guys that want to do things the Clemson way. There are guys that want to go out there and die beside the brother next to them each and every Saturday for this football program, and those are the players that need to be rewarded with playing time. Jaheim Lawson, Tristan Smith, Will Helt, Kobe McLeod was a guy that jumped off, as I just articulated. These are the guys that need to be playing going forward, and if you don't like it, play better and give more effort. Nobody's starting spot should be safe going forward. Nobody. And I want to see more of Tristan Smith as well.
Or quite frankly, take the red shirt and go find the door.
Yep.
All right.
You don't want to play? You want to give up? Quit? See ya. You got the bye week. Go hop in the portal. You can keep your year eligibility.
Absolutely.
That's where I'm at.
Yep. Full agreement here. Full agreement here. If you don't want to be a part of this thing, then don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, for sure. All right. 654 Roar, if you want to get in for Kwok and Ben. John, great job on the program today. We'll hyperfixate and dive a little bit deeper into the weeds more on the X's and O's tomorrow and talk about where things went wrong foundationally for Clemson in the game. But, you know, today I felt like this was a deserved showing for a deserved performance for what we saw on Saturday. So thank you for everybody that got in with us. Kwok and Ben up next with Out of Bounds.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 15.